Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome.
Hello.
To the after show. Trying to get my bearings here. Thank you, Blitz, for helping me get it set up. I very much appreciate it. A lot's going on. A lot is going on. It's been very overwhelming for many of the members of this show for various reasons.
You're talking about the gas prices going up, right?
Gas prices are going up. I honestly really haven't noticed because I haven't had to put gas in my car. Lucky me. For the last 2 weeks or so, I haven't had to wash dishes in the last 2 weeks, which has also been nice. You know, and it really wasn't the time nor the place to, you know, a lot of people are going through some stuff on the show.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't the time to say, hey, I got my blue belt. So that was not the move.
I almost mentioned it this morning when you and Bubba were hugging it out.
Yeah. It was a little bit of, in my estimation, of a pity blue belt. I really didn't want it. I took almost 3 months off of jiu-jitsu because of my knee. Thankfully, a very, like, not a serious injury. Thankfully, no surgery, no nothing, but I was out for a while just because, you know, as Dan said, and I think it's just kind of like common sense, is if it hurts, don't do it. And for a while it hurt, so I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I came back, and yesterday I had a great, you know, back-to-back classes. Was really hoping that, because what I remember from the last belt ceremony that I attended, if you weren't there, you had to wait 6 more months to get your belt, which is fair. That's fine. You have to be there to receive it. So I wasn't at the last belt ceremony about 2 weeks ago because I was in California. And so I inquired, talked to a few people because I wanted to hear about, you know, their upgrade. And they said, yeah, actually, you got your blue belt, but you weren't here. I'm like, perfect. I'll have 6 months to kind of get back in shape, kind of get used to something. Well, no, they decided to surprise me yesterday. And then apparently there's a thing where when you get a new belt, like a new color, they whip you with like your old belt.
Hmm.
And it was very, it kind of reminded me of many a Passover Seder, what we talked about when the Jews were whipped by the Egyptians and the Pharaoh's men to build the pyramids. So that was like a weird, like I didn't like it, but I understood it's kind of just like the custom, so I went along with it. So yeah, it wasn't the move to talk about because there's so many other things going on. I mean, I can't even imagine, like, you know, Bubba's having to deal with like his dad and, you know, not his biological dad, but I would argue, and I don't know everything, but I would argue that, like, and Blitz, you probably know more, you know, like Eddie or Jeff was more of like a father figure than his own father was in many ways.
Yeah.
Bubba's talked about it, though, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only was he a stepfather, closer. He was also a tutor.
Yes, he was his math tutor, correct?
Yeah. So fucking his mom. Right, right. But he's been in his life. It's not like it's just a more recent thing. They've been together, what did he say, 38 years? Like, wow.
38, 39.
Yeah. So I can't imagine having to like go and deal with like your own grief and then having, you know, the kind of the pressure of coming back and going to Dr. Joe Diaco's funeral to be supportive to, you know, his best friends, the Diacos. So there's a lot going on. It just feels like everybody's dropping like flies. Barbara Walters, you know, I feel like there was a lot of not oversights during the show because we were dealing with our own stuff. But, you know, I felt like a lot of the things that were, you know, news, didn't really get covered. Barbara Walters dead.
She was, 92? 93.
Really not a tragedy, something expected.
Right.
And, you know, I was kind of, when someone like that dies, someone that's in the public space, you kind of take a dip back into their life and see all the things that they did. My first thing was like, I think she's Jewish. So I wanted to check up on that. I was correct. And then I started looking at just everything that she accomplished and how long she was a TV journalist and some of just the absolute epic interviews that she conducted.
Oh, I was going to say she was all up on Richard Pryor's dick.
Yeah, that's
supposedly.
That's what I heard. Yes, but she interviewed, I think, every president since Nixon. I know she interviewed Trump. I don't know it was while he was president, but they definitely had an interview. I watched a little bit of that. I mean, she had an interview with Fidel Castro and Gaddafi, like crazy big names. So I was kind of taking a dip back into her life. Lummi, you probably were more aware of this than anyone because you were probably, I don't know if you were actually watching the game yesterday, Monday Night Football.
I
know that we were going to talk about this and we wanted to talk about this with Dan because he's a doctor. But if we can just kind of get into an update on, is it DeMar?
There hasn't really been any updates.
Hamlin, thank you. DeMar Hamlin's status.
Yeah, because that's what I just checked probably right before we started the show.
Right.
And I guess his update is his vital signs are back to normal.
So okay.
That's all they really have.
I mean, last night they basically were like almost calling him dead.
Yeah.
People were crying. They were doing CPR on the field.
So I turned on the game like shortly after that happened just to see what the score was, whatever. And I was like, and so they're covering all this crap. I'm like, what's going on here? And then like the normal game time ended and they were still covering it for like hours. And I'm like,
and none of them were in tears.
The players were.
Yeah, well, Booger McFarland was when they were talking about it.
But, like, the announcers were just, like, going on and on and on and on. And I'm like, I get doing that during normal coverage time. But, like, after that's over with, like, they were still live. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. And they had, like, no information to give.
No, they just kept repeating it, itself. What I thought was weird is, so they said that the ambulance waited for his mom to come down, which you think if like that's an emergency situation, they would have just taken him and had his mom ride in like a police
car
or something.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people also started saying he's probably dead if they're waiting for his mom and not just getting there. And they didn't go with the sirens on, just the lights.
Yeah.
So it was kind of weird.
I know all that.
Yeah. It was kind of weird how long it took. So most people thought that he died.
Right.
The way they were talking about
it. They were acting like he died on the field.
Yeah. Because I think they said it was 6 minutes before they started giving him CPR.
Why did they wait so long?
Just to get the people out there. Because, he was laying there, and then...
They thought maybe he was, stunned from a hit or something.
Well, yeah, he was stunned.
Yeah, because I thought it was... Yeah, I thought it was a concussion deal, and then we watched the... Blitz showed me the play, and I'm like, okay, and I said to you, I don't know anything about football, so that looks like a pretty standard hit to me. Didn't look especially gruesome.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
But it wasn't a concussion deal, right? It was cardiac arrest? Is that what happened?
Yeah. So it looks like he got hit in the heart by... Higgins' shoulder.
Okay.
And I guess when he was rolling over, I guess he hit his chest again on the guy's shoulder pads. But then he got up, so he never hit his head until he obviously collapsed.
But he stood up and then right down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see the fall. That was obviously alarming. But I thought it was more of like a Tua situation versus a cardiac arrest. And I did walk in the middle of Dan's conversation when he was, talking about myocarditis and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, is that the angle that people are taking? That,
that's another angle.
So, okay, yeah. So I wasn't sure exactly what was going on. But as of this morning at like 5:30, I looked and it said that, you know, he was not dead. And is he in stable but critical condition? Is that kind of...
Yeah.
Is he... Do we know if he's conscious at all or...
No, I don't... The last report, which is on ESPN, says he's not conscious yet.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, ESPN looks like they're still reporting he's in critical condition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was pretty.
Because I text Dan news. The minute it happened, like when I because I was watching it,
yeah.
And I figured Dan was kind of up,
sure.
So I sent him the hit, like I found where, you know, because people are always putting like those type of plays on Twitter,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Dan lives on Twitter, so I send it to, over to him.
He does,
and I mean, yeah, that's kind of what he started breaking it down, which I had no idea what the hell he was talking about,
sure.
And then he kind of was saying, I wonder if he was vaccinated, you know, those kind of things.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, we don't say that here, though, Lummy.
Oh.
Wax.
You can't say.
Okay. No, beep, 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 not on YouTube.
Beep, beep, beep.
But okay. Yeah, so, I mean, that's where the conspiracies are coming now.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, I wasn't sure exactly what the angle was, because initially I just assumed that it was a concussive deal. You know, because that's usually, at least that's what I saw with Tua. Was he the one that was stumbling around? And
Tua,
then,
yeah.
And then the next time he was like, you know, doing the gang signs, right? That was
yeah.
him.
That okay. actually happened Sunday, I think, or Thursday. Nick Foles had the shakes. And the
oh,
guy
I don't
was
know
doing
that
the snow angel
don't
next
know
to him.
Okay.
He was a quarterback for the Colts.
Okay.
By the way, Miami was cleared of all the Tua stuff, too.
Yeah,
oh, really? And is he back on the field now or no? He's done for the season? Tua.
They think he got a third concussion.
Okay.
So he sat out last week.
Oh, just 1 week?
Yeah.
He was back since then, though.
Yeah, he was back.
Yeah, yeah, that's what,
he missed a week when he had the two concussions.
Okay.
And then he came back, and then he missed another week because he might have had a third concussion.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty crazy stuff. I did kind of want to backfill on our time off, on our vacations, if we did anything. As you guys know, I did go to California to spend 5 days with my father, and then I was picked up, and then 5 days with my mother because my mommy had to come get me. It was a great visit. Here's the thing, like it was funny because like my mom really wanted to meet you, Blitz.
Okay,
and I also would loved it if you met her,
yeah.
But it was one of those things where it was like, I obviously missed you and wanted you to be there, but it would have made the trip so much more complicated because you
yes.
would have wanted to go explore, which is
yeah.
totally expected. I would too if I like went to a new place and I'm like, let's see what California has
offered.
And
the thing is too, like, okay, so if you go to California, you don't need a car.
Right.
And you got a place to stay.
Uh-huh.
If I was to also go... I would have definitely rented a car.
Yeah.
And we would have stayed somewhere.
Right.
That adds a large expense.
Yeah, absolutely. And you would have wanted to go do other things, and I would have felt like I needed to entertain
yeah.
you or do, you know.
Yeah, and like, not that I wouldn't want to spend time with your family, but like, I would go there like wanting to see stuff. So
absolutely.
I'd want to be gone all day, and you want to, you know, you want to be there with your family.
Right.
Have you ever been to California, Blitz?
No.
No. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And here's the thing, like politics aside, it's a fucking beautiful state in some parts. Like
yeah.
where I'm from, San Diego, and my mom lives in Orange County, and even parts of LA, you know, like Santa Monica and stuff like that. Like just stunning. The real estate is just unreal. Beautiful beaches, just against the cliffs. It's temperate. It's nice. It's always pretty much very comfortable there. Weather wise, it's not very humid. It doesn't get super hot. It doesn't get like super, super cold. So it was just, it's an awesome place. And every time I'm there, I'm like, man, especially San Diego, I'm like, this is the best fucking city. Like Tampa is awesome. Okay. I love Tampa. I love, and I've said this to my parents. I've said this to my friends. I love living in a blue city in a red state. Like that is like the best. Where like you get kind of like the culture and the funkiness of a liberal town, but you also have like rights and liberty, which I like as well. So that's the best combination. But San Diego, just in terms of like real estate and how the city is designed and just the downtown area, it's like an actual city. It's just the best. It's super awesome. It was great to see the parentals. Everyone's doing really well. I got to meet, you know, I'm a big fan of my dad's girlfriend. He's been dating about a year, maybe. And, you know, I'm going to just keep this brief because my dad's probably listening and he's probably not going to be happy. I, like, met her kids. Very nice people. Very nice people. That is all that I will say about that. We had a great Christmas. I kind of was discussing this with Jay that I did have a very spirited discussion with my mother and her husband about Russia and Russian history and Russian politics, which is not what I was expecting on Christmas morning. But it was awesome nonetheless. It was a great, great time. I saw some friends, some I expected to see, some I did not. I got to meet, there was some friends I had from high school that ended up getting married. And of course, I credit myself with their union, with the holy matrimony of their, and it's crazy because they're my age, but they've been married for 12 years. So it's just kind of like, whoa. And I got to meet their second kid. I think I met the first one a few years ago, but now they have another one. And it was awesome to see them and to know that, like, even though they're Jehovah Witness, which you just think are usually like, you know, maybe a few screws loose, they are still super fun and I could still make all the jokes that I make to you guys to them. Oh. So it was just kind of nice to know.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah, that nothing's really changed. Some things don't change, which was nice. And they look great. It's funny, they are every nation, every color, every ethnicity. And their youngest daughter looks like no one in the family. So it's just, it was a little weird because she, the girl, she's half white and half black. And the husband, my friend Jordan, he is Filipino and Mexican. And the kid looks like neither of them. It is very pale and blue eyes with curly brown hair. And you just see them as a family unit. The older daughter looks just like dad. But the younger daughter is just... And it was funny because throughout the time that I was there, the few hours I was visiting, you know, Jordan, the husband, would just periodically look at me and be like, I don't think it's mine. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's fair. And she would just be like, shut the fuck up. You know, this is your kid. But it looks like no one. So it was just a little bit of a question mark. But it was a great trip. It was awesome. I ended up having to walk to my gym every morning, the first gym, La Fitness, that I ever went to. And I had to walk under a bridge. Which was underneath a like overpass on a highway on the 78, if you're familiar with North County, San Diego. And my dad was really worried because my dad was at work. Otherwise, he would have just driven me to the gym. But he was worried and I assured him I'd be fine. And he said, take this. And he gave me a taser and he showed me how to work the taser. So I would walk.
Was it a taser or a stun gun?
I think it was a taser.
Okay.
I think it was a taser. And so he would just felt more secure. So I would just walk like a homeless vagrant under the bridge. And, you know, like you go under bridges here, there's usually some characters you'd maybe not want to run into. But I ran into no one. And, you know, I was always there during the daytime. I was smart about it. I didn't have my headphones in. I was like looking around, always like making sure everything was cool. Nobody on the street bothered me. The only issue was really the other drivers, which, you know,
always.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I feel like Florida gets a bad rap on driving, but of what I experienced in California for a few brief days, it's the same over there that they are, you know, I was hit a few times. I mean, I'm smart. I need to make eye contact with the driver before I cross a road. Because it's like, people go, yeah, well, it's my right of way. It's like, yeah, but you also don't want to fucking die. Like, it could be their fault, but I'm still dead. So that's still a loss to me. So I was always make sure that I, like, make eye contact. Because a lot of times they would just, I would just see a phone and there'd be a little walk person, you know, the little white Walkman, racist. And I would be like, okay, time for me to cross the road. And then I would just see a car, like, pull up and make a hard right and did not even slow down. So you got to be. You got to be careful with that sort of shit. 813-90-BUBBA if you would like to call in. Lummi, how was your Christmas? Did you just do the intimate family? Did you have a big celebration and not invite Bubba? Like, what did you do?
Yeah, just had a Christmas. We had a couple people come over. It was kind of an open door policy thing. I had to go to my parents' Christmas Eve.
Okay.
My dad didn't want to make the drive, and I didn't want to make the drive Christmas Day. So I went over there, hung out with him. Sunday, just had a bunch of people over, watched football, went to the Bucks game Sunday. Ashley's birthday was Monday, and went to St. Augustine.
Oh, love that. I think I did know that. I think I did see something
like
that.
Yeah, that was, the 22nd or 23rd?
Okay.
Just went up there, wanted to show Walker the lights. Plus, I've never seen how St. Augustine kind of decorates.
During Christmas?
Yeah.
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was super nice.
Such a quaint little city.
Super busy. We dressed up as reindeers with Walker. So a lot of people were staring at us.
You know, oh, nice.
It's not normal for like a 6'6 guy to be walking around in a reindeer outfit.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, that's... And then just kind of relaxed and hung out. And that was about it.
Now, what I remember my dad telling me, and maybe this is the same for you because you're the only one that has a kid here, but my dad would tell me that, like, when I was a kid, like a little kid, it was like a chance for him to kind of, like, be a kid again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you start doing, you know, because you probably weren't dressing up as a reindeer during Christmas time, you know, 2 years ago.
No.
Right. So you kind of get a... Maybe you were. Maybe you were in the bedroom, but that's none of our business. But out in public, you get a... Now you, like, maybe go to... I mean, I feel like Walker's a little young for, like, movies, but my dad would be, you know, when I was a kid, he was going to see, like, The Little Mermaid and Aladdin, and he was like, it was, like, fun to watch kid stuff and be a kid with his kid. So is it... Are you having that experience?
Yeah, actually, Walker's favorite movie... is the Minions. He loves the Minions. And
okay.
She got a couple things for Christmas with the Minions, mm-hmm. and he's absolutely in love. But you put, if the Minions come on or anything Minions related, he turns into a little zombie. He loves it. He cheers for it. And I actually watched it. I probably would have never watched the Minions, any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I obviously sit and watch it with them.
Sure.
Occasionally. And it's actually a pretty good movie.
Good.
Like you're saying, yeah. And then we bought a train track. We have this... like Holiday Village thing mm-hmm. that Ashley was collecting back in the day. We put it up for him, and we got a train track, and he loved the train. And like you're saying, it kind of puts you back to where you're a kid now.
Yeah, you get to kind of relive that experience. Now, Blitz, I know that I don't know if you did anything on Christmas Day, but I think on Christmas Eve you had a little get together with the family.
Yeah,
how was that?
It was fantastic. I went to my brother's house and did Christmas for the nephews, basically.
Mm-hmm. For the children.
Yeah, my parents were there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you do any, like, tree decorating or anything like that? Or like, any family traditions you do?
No. No, I mean, really, if you have a tree, you should do it weeks prior.
Yeah.
If you're decorating your tree on Christmas Eve, then you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, you're supposed to really kind of put your tree up a little after Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So I actually, me being the devout Christian that I am, I was actually invited to a Christmas. It wasn't a Christmas Day deal, but a family trip. It was my dad's girlfriend's family, so we went over there. And you know, you got like people who do the Christmas, and then you got like two like former Jews. People who do the Christmas. You know, I'm not going to call them Christian. I don't really know, but they do the Christmas. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And so they have their family traditions, which was cool. And so they invited us over. We had dinner, which was just, I'm not going to get into like the details of everything, but I will talk about the different eating habits of the different families.
Hmm.
So with my dad's girlfriend eats like a bird. She's very thin. The rest of the family is like normal sized, but they also eat very little. Even the men ate like birds. So for dinner, we made our own little like mini pizzas. So we had like one like flat bread, and then you like put on whatever sauce you want, the veggies, and then we all cooked our pizzas together in the oven, and then we ate them.
Zero carbs.
Yeah. It was mountain bread pita stuff. So we get the pizzas out, and me and my dad are looking at this pizza like, this isn't even gonna make a dent like in our appetite. Everyone else had about half of like their pizza. Again, these are tiny little things like flatbread. This isn't like a thick mm-hmm. focaccia bread, you know, like square pie. This is a very thin, like guilt-free kind of pizza. You know, a light sprinkling of cheese, you know, maybe a few veggies, maybe a couple pepperonis. But me and my dad are like, yeah, this is not even, we should have eaten dinner before we went to dinner sort mm-hmm. of a deal. But it was my dad, I could see, was just ravenous because he finishes his in about 4 seconds because my dad is a very fast eater. I've unfortunately picked up that habit. It's not a good one. But they are very slow eaters and they eat very, very little. So it was just a little bit like I was able to keep it together because I'm used to kind of like being hungry now. But my dad is not. So, you know, you have, and it's funny because when you see my dad out in the wild, it's like looking in a mirror because my dad was just rummaging through the fridge while everybody else is on their first piece of pizza. He's done. He's finished and he's rummaging through the fridge and because he feels pretty comfortable there and he's just pulling out random shit. And I'm like, oh, my God. I am my dad. That's crazy. Pulled out some tofu. Is offering me tofu. I'm eating tofu. Ew. We're eating tofu. He's pulling out random vegetables. He's going back for seconds in the salad, even though obviously a salad, you know, just a few greens isn't very filling. But it was just, yeah, I'm a Hummel. And then when I went to my mom's house, she is a pretty light eater as well, as is her husband. And at one point, because, you know, Blitz can tell you that I can throw down. It's not necessarily like a lot of...
And you can eat a lot.
Right. And I can eat a lot. But it's not necessarily that I eat like a lot of bad food, but mm-mm. The volume even scares me where I'm like, how did I just eat all of that and I'm still hungry? Like, this is crazy.
The typical dinner is, if we go out somewhere, we'll be going out somewhere... eating and then coming right home so she could have dinner.
That's exactly nice. What happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to Riverwalk where the entire show cast was.
At the same time, we didn't even know it.
At the same time. Yeah. Very bizarre. We ate at a new restaurant there that just opened up. And then we unfortunately had to walk a half mile home. Mm-hmm. But whatever, we did it. And as soon as we walked in the door, I then proceeded to have my second and third meals.
Well, how much did you eat at the other place?
All of my food.
Like what was your order?
A bowl.
Good portion? It's a bowl place. It's like a salad and rice and.
But like, did they have a good sized portion? Because I know
for
sometimes...
the normal person, yes, Lummy. Yeah. Not yeah. for me.
It actually was a decent portion.
It was a decent portion, but again, not for a Hummel.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I got home and I started eating, and it was so bad at my mom's house that one night they just got up. And left. Like, not only did they finish eating, they cleared their plates, they cleaned the kitchen, they did the dishes, they took away their placemats, and at which point they just went into their room and, like, closed the door to watch TV. Like, the night was over for them, and I was just there with the fork and the food just continuing to eat. So that pretty much happened like almost every night, but not to the point where they like got up and walked away. Like they were just done with it. They were over it. But yeah, so it's a little bit, I think it can be a little alarming at times where you're like, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I have been doing some killer fast. So I, you know, I feel like that's a little bit of the reason why is I did like 24, like 5 24-hour fasts in
right.
a row. Where I was just having like one meal, one meal, one meal, one meal. But this one meal was like three meals
yeah,
at one time.
I coined the term OMAD, and I guess you've been using it now lately. So,
huh?
OMAD?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Would you like to explain that?
Yeah, it's actually one meal a day. It's a thing I came up with.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
Anna's been using it a lot lately.
Thank you for that.
Oh, she stole your phrase.
Stole it.
Yeah, well, I let her use it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because my brain is just, he gets credit for everything I do. So that's fine. That's fine. I'm happy with it. I'm happy. Hey, I'm just happy to be invited to this. I was like, what the fuck? That made me so mad. Yeah. And this really is. Listen, I really wouldn't have had a problem with, you know, Blitz getting credit for pretty much anything, but there was something that happened a couple of years ago that I can't really.
And we just talked about it the other day too.
We did.
Privately, me and you did.
Yeah. So if we can just dip back into the way, way back machine, and this is probably about, I would say close to 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Lummy, do you remember when the whole Tom Bean Pokemon caper. Do you remember,
yes.
recall that?
Yes, he would go and run around.
He was trying to bond with his stepdaughter,
Zoe,
and she was into Pokemon Go, which was a thing about 2-3 years ago. And Regina came in and they
Let's get real. He wanted to play the game and used Zoe as an excuse to play the game.
Exactly.
That could have been it. It could have been a Megyn Kelly deal. I don't know. But all I know is that I was really trying to shoehorn in a joke during that discussion of Tom Bean playing Pokemon Go. And there's one Pokemon in particular that has just a funny name. And the name is Squirtle. And it's fun to say. Like, I even kind of giggled in my head when I said Squirtle. Like, it's a funny name.
That's what, well, yeah. I mean, I knew it was funny.
And it just, it always hits, you know, when people talk about it. I'm like, yes, you know, if you Megalodon, I don't know what the other names are. But then you say Squirtle and people are like, that's a fucking silly ass name. And it always hits. So I was trying to, you know, shoehorn in that and say, yeah, he's looking for a Squirtle. And, you know, Bubba walked all over it. Babyface walked all over it. Whatever. No one's, like, hearing me say this. And I'm like, but it's funny, and the people will like it if anyone would just give pause and let it sink in, you know, when I say Squirtle. And I fucking said it maybe 3 or 4 times, and no one said shit. Well, guess what? Then Blitz decides to say, you know, hey, it's like he's looking for a Squirtle. Oh, and Bubba was like, Squirtle! And he like gets this huge pop, and I just stood there just fucking dumbfounded, angry, pissed. I was just like, this is not okay. This isn't fair that this is happening. And since then, it's really just been like a thing. So mm-hmm. Blitz did purchase a Squirtle like stuffed toy.
Yeah, oh. Just a cheap little.
Yeah, just kind of like as a reminder so that I know my place in the world.
Well, I had it in here for like months.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
In my office.
Yeah, and I saw it. I saw it. And then when we started dating, you know, he brought it home for me to see just as a reminder of like, hey,
oh,
bitch,
nice.
And
know your role.
It stays there.
Yeah, it does. On the mantle.
For everyone to see.
At you.
Is there a picture of him and I in a frame? No, but there's a fucking Squirtle.
Yeah.
There's a Squirtle. So, yeah. Since that point, it's just kind of now it's just a thing where I know that if I come up with something brilliant or something funny, that it, you know, it's really at the property of Blitz. It's his intellectual property because he owns me and my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And he can use it at will, and he gets 100% of the credit for it. So, Blitz, thank you very much.
No
appreciate
problem.
You.
Good job, Blitz.
Let's take a phone call. Hello, is this? Oh,
call
Christ.
About the delivery.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. This is Chris from Charleston.
Chris from Charleston, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I don't know what's going on with Jeff, but I'm very sorry to hear about whatever it may be. But also, I just wanted to ask, are you guys, I'm sure you're aware there was a bathtub on in Charleston. I don't know if...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
There was everywhere today.
A what? I'm
there
sorry?
A what?
A bathtub.
Yeah. We don't know why, but...
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. No problem. Thank you, Chris from Charleston.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I thought he said a Vespa.
So I thought he said something like that, too.
I was like, but then I'm like, oh, best
stuff. Going on. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was. I did not know.
Well, I don't think
he
really knew what was going on with the deaths of the Diacos and Bubba's.
Jeff.
Yeah. That is wild. Well, like, especially how they've staggered each other, like, right next to each other. It just seems like no one can really catch a grieving break, you know? And it's funny because, like, I can recall Bubba saying, you know, just a couple weeks ago, like, I can't imagine this happening to me. Like, I'm so sorry, Dan, that you're going through this. And then, like, boom, it's like it happens to him. So, you know.
And last night, so also, last night you sent Prep. And then, like, right after you sent Prep, word came out about Ken Block. And I was like, okay, well, I'll remember that because it wasn't in Prep. I was like, well, I'll remember that in case we talk about it. And then also, then, like, the Monday Night Football thing happened.
Yeah.
And when you took a shower and you got out and I said, hey, just FYI, before you go to bed tonight, you know, and you always do this anyway, but I said, there's two stories that we probably should add to Prep.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, okay, well, I'll go ahead and send an email out, you know, and add it to the Prep email about, you know, the one guy dying and the other football player maybe dying.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, shortly thereafter, Bubba texts us about all the, we're like, oh, like, just more, like,
more
so,
death.
So you didn't, so you're like, I don't want to send this now.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, well, just, you know, hold it, have the links ready. And then this morning you sent it out and I was like,
yeah,
okay, good. That way we had it.
Yeah. So. And I also wanted to get, like, an update on on Damar Hamlin. Cause I didn't know, you know, he was just going to the hospital last night. I didn't know if there was going to be a death this morning or what that was. So I'm like, okay, I'll hold off on that story so I can get a proper update. But yeah, just like a lot of, I mean, I want to say like bad luck, bad timing. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if there's like an added effect of like, and maybe this is just like my stupid brain, but especially when things happen like right at the start of the new year, I think that like fucks you up. Like, oh shit, this whole year is going
to
be like
it's a shitty start to
like
the new
tainted
year.
Or what's the word I'm looking for? Not haunted. What's the word I'm looking for?
I mean, tainted would be
okay. I'm trying to think.
Anytime you can use the word taint,
yeah, throw it in there.
Yeah.
but or like jinxed or something like that.
Sure.
And it's funny because like I'm not like obviously a religious person. And I'm not a superstitious person, but like sometimes I kind of am. Like I'm like, oh shit. Cause for example, I know the person that caused COVID-19. I met that person. He is a bad omen. I met him on, and I don't know if I've told the story before. I feel like I may have, but it was New Year's Eve 2020, right? Everyone was really excited because not only was it a new year, it was a new decade. So there was this whole like added element of like a really big fresh start, not just a new year, but a new decade, 2020. It sounds cool. And I went to a bar with some friends and I met a man who could not see. He was blind and he had the stick and everything. He had the like glazed over eyes. Like he was 100% like blind as fuck. And I don't really know many of the people there. The couple friends I did know were, you know, they were the ones that kind of put everything together. So they were like busy talking to everybody. So I'm like, all right, let me post them next to this guy. And we start talking. And, you know, I could see something was up with the situation. And he discloses, you know, that he's blind. And so I'm able to ask him some questions. I'm like, how does your phone work? And he's like showing me all these different features.
Jaws, yeah,
of things that he can, I can't really remember all the details, but it was like, you know, he had a different type of phone. I don't know. So I'm asking him questions about it and we're talking and I'm really just being a nice person. I didn't know I was showing any sort of like, you know, sexual interest, but I remember that he asked me if he could take me out sometime. I'm like, you know, you gonna pick me up? No. You gonna? No, obviously, yeah. I wasn't trying to be a dick, but he, you know, was in asked me if I would like to go out on a date with him.
Mm-hmm.
At which point, I obviously said the most polite thing I could say, which was, "I'm moving to West Palm Beach." Now, was
which
I? No,
wasn't an actual. I mean, it wasn't exactly the truth, but wasn't. At that time, it wasn't far from the truth.
No, it wasn't. And I definitely was able to like put that in my back pocket because there was a very real possibility that I was going to be a part of the of what was then the Love Doctors. It's called something else now, but it's a radio program in West Palm Beach and surrounding areas. And I interviewed twice and drove down there twice. And for what? Nothing, because it didn't get work. But listen, it all worked out because I'm here now. So it's cool. But yeah, so I told him, hey, I'm moving, like 100% moving to West Palm Beach. Otherwise, I would absolutely love to go on a date with you. And at that point in my life, I was, you know, struggling with dating. Nothing was working. And so I just thought, I said to a very close friend the following day, I said, I think this is a bad omen. Like, I don't think this is my year, you know.
Did he fart into a mic?
No, it was more just like, I'm like, what is the significance of like, you know, I'm a pretty vain person. And I thought, what is the significance of the only person who would want to take me out is a man who couldn't see? Like, I just thought that was just like a weird, prophetic, mm-hmm. bad omen. Like, it just gave me the heebie-jeebies. I can't really place, you know, why I thought that was bad. But I just remember coining very early in the year, 2020, hashtag it is what it is. Now, I didn't know that that meant, you know, death and destruction by disease. No, obviously not. But I didn't know that there was going to be a worldwide pandemic. I just thought that, you know, China had its cold and flu symptoms, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the pandemic happened, and then the riots happened, and then I got laid off, and then I got fired from my second job. So it was just like so many things were happening. I'm like, what the fuck, blind guy? So, you know, even to this day, there's a photo that we took together. He doesn't know I took it, but I was like, hey, I'm at New Year's. And I was like, that's the guy. That the whole reason why the world went up in a blaze is because, you know, the Putin, Ukrainian, it's all because of this guy. So that was a bad omen. So, yeah, in some ways, I guess I am kind of superstitious. So, and I just feel like, especially at the start of the new year, people are looking to start it off on a good note because mm-hmm. they want to set the tone. That's what it is. They want to set the tone for the year. Now, do any of you assholes have any New Year's resolutions, or is that just like a lame chick thing that we chicks like to discuss amongst ourselves?
It's a lame chick thing.
That's what I thought.
I didn't do it.
Doesn't cross your mind about, not necessarily like a resolution, but you go, you know what, this year I'd like to accomplish X, or at least move in this direction. Lame chick thing?
No, I have. I mean, everyone should have goals.
Yeah, goals. But like, I wasn't sitting there when the ball was about to be dropped and going, okay, let me think of my resolution now. I'm going to make.
You were watching Dolly Parton and fucking Miley Cyrus.
Belted out.
No, it turned it on for about 10 seconds because I was watching the football game.
And then Sia and that other guy that ruined her song.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. I don't know who that person was.
I looked it up. He's like some famous singer, I guess.
He's an actual singer?
Or something. Yeah.
It was fucking weird. I didn't like it at all.
So I'm guessing you watched a bunch of the shows?
Yeah, we were kind of cruising around.
Yeah, we flipped around. We weren't like sitting there watching it, but mm-hmm. it was on.
Yeah.
There was a good football game on. That's what. And it came down.
At midnight?
Yeah, that's what was crazy. I think the field goal kick, which Ohio State missed, was right around the exact time the ball dropped.
Okay.
And then the game was over.
What were we watching right before the – what was the other one that we were watching that we thought was bad?
The country
one?
Oh,
no. Well, that one was bad,
too. I saw Usher.
No, we watched the CNN one.
What's his name? Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper and some other
– Don Lemon forgot that he was in his own little world.
Oh, he always gets so fucked up.
They were bringing it's kind of funny. I think it was Back That Ass Up, and the ball dropped. They didn't even like acknowledge it. Like, they were showing in the corner, like the ball drop, and he's singing, like he's like wording out the, you know, Back That Ass Up and saying that's how we're going to bring in 2023. And he didn't even know.
I love how he keeps getting let on. Like, a few years ago, maybe it was like 7 or 8 years ago, he tried to like pierce his nipple live on CNN.
Yeah, he was doing tequila shots and
stuff? Yes, he was doing, exactly. He was doing tequila shots with that white woman, and she was the one that was like, hey, Don, let's roll it back. Let's roll it in, buddy. Rein it in. And he was like, no, let's get out of it. He was like pulling out his shirt and his tits out. It was horrendous, but hilarious. But yeah, I remember watching that going like, I cannot stomach this. They started talking they started saying something political, like virtue signaling. I can't remember what it was, but it was something along the lines of like stop blank hate. And I don't know. I don't remember what it was, but it annoyed me. So I'm like, we have to change it. And that's when we watched the Dolly Parton, Miley Cyrus, but just for a few brief moments.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lummi, you just stayed home, right?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't do anything.
No, nothing.
Yeah. It's amateur hour. We actually got I like people watching it. I know Blitz does too. So about what? We probably left at like what? 10:30, 10:45? Just to do like a loop around Tampa a little bit.
Oh, just drive
in the
around.
Car. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun. So we could kind of see all the characters and people getting ready and women, which like I have a lot of respect for people who walk miles in stilettos. Like that's actually no, I have no respect for you. That's insane. That's stupid. And your feet are gonna hurt and no one should feel sorry for you. But yeah, it was interesting. Then we got back probably about 11:30 and then watched the all of the celebrations and then went outside and I'm short, so I was really unable to see much of the Armature Works firework display, but Blitz is a little bit taller, so he could see a little bit more of that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was cool. And yeah, I feel like the January 1st, did we do anything like crazy cool? I don't think so.
We just hung out for a little bit.
Yeah, I started doing like crazy like biathlon things all of a sudden. I don't know what came over me, but like I'll bike, what, 2.5 miles to the convention center?
Yeah, two and a half, three.
Yeah, post my bike up, run for 6 miles, come back to my bike, and then bike back to Blitz's place, which is like 2.5, 3 miles away. So it is just fucking crazy. It takes me about 2 hours to do.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, like, obviously, I'm starting, I'm stopping, I'm, you know, doing this, doing that, running people over on
the
river
walk. It's funny because you have like a beach cruiser.
Yeah.
Type bike. So it's not like a race bike or bike. It's like a beach cruiser.
Yeah, but it's nice. I don't even need a bell because the seat makes so much noise that people know that I'm coming.
And it's brand new.
And it's brand fucking new. Yeah, but it's a Walmart bike. I got it for, what, like $249 or something.
Yeah.
But it does its job. I'm not trying to, you know, be a speed racer, but I just like cruising around town.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. But let's take a call here. Hello, who's this? Yo.
Hello.
Yep, you're
been
on.
Waiting for 15 minutes.
I know. Come on, man, or woman, or everything in between. One last thing I do want to cover before I let you guys go for the day, which I think is pretty big news because I've been following this story very closely. Although I must admit, in California, I shut off all the notifications to news stories. And after I was done doing prep, like I didn't look at the news anymore. I didn't want to fucking even hear what was going on. And it was funny, like when Bubba said something about Biden or Jay said something about Biden, I was like, oh my God, I have not like thought about Biden in 3 weeks. That's kind of nice. But the Idaho murder suspect that's been apprehended.
Oh yeah.
That I think is big news. Cause I feel like I've really, become, emotionally attached to the updates of that crazy story. I know a lot of people just kind of forgot about it. They're like, oh, whatever, a quadruple murder. They couldn't find the guy. But they actually, and I don't know if they know 100% sure that it's him, but Blitz, maybe you can kind of fill me in on the details because I haven't been watching it that closely. But it was a white Elantra that was found close to the crime scene and it was suspicious. Or
yeah. And I don't know exactly like what they have or whatever,
okay.
But like, and I didn't like talk to you about this either, but I guess a couple weeks ago they're talking about a bunch of the neighbors were saying that like that house, like they're gonna have a hard time finding the guy maybe because that house was basically like a party house with open doors at all times.
Yeah,
like there was a lot of people in,
a lot of cars.
And
yeah,
like it wasn't just like a house that four people lived at. Like it was a party house. Like that's what it was.
I see.
That guy drove that white car they were looking for, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Yeah. So I guess he is like, I think the new narrative or spin on it is that he's like this evil genius. Like people were like,
right.
He was brilliant.
Yeah.
He was amazing. He was a PhD student, criminology student, like absolutely brilliant. Like it's one of those stories.
Took classes from a teacher that taught the mass murder stuff.
Yeah.
And,
like he was like learning how to kill people or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess he went to, was it It was somewhere in Washington. Was it Washington State? I don't know. He went somewhere not at the Idaho University. Not
it was
them.
Like 15 minutes away, though.
Right. It was like right on the other side of the border of the state, like 9 minutes or 9 miles away. Something very close.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently his dad flew out from Pennsylvania to Washington, and they drove across the country to Pennsylvania because I guess the guy, that's where the guy is from. And so he wanted to spend holidays at home.
Mm-hmm.
Which opens up a new can of worms because it's like, is his dad trying to help him flee? Does his dad know? Is he just some unsuspecting pan-pan? Like, what's going on here? And also, noteworthy, I think he was stopped twice in the great state of Indiana for speeding or something.
Hmm.
So I don't know if that's, they're trying to shit on the cops for like an oversight of like literally catching the guy and then letting him go twice. I don't know if that's pertinent.
Right. But they didn't know, like, I mean, as far as I know, there wasn't any cops that were like, hey, this is the guy.
No. I mean, like, they should have known because it's like, hey, be on the lookout for a white Elantra.
Yeah, but,
you know.
Yeah.
But I guess there's lots of white Elantras. I don't know.
Yeah, I think my neighbor drives one.
Yeah,
but he's like,
yeah. Sorry, Indiana.
Years old.
Yeah, sorry about that, Indiana police. So I guess he's been stopped twice, but now there was a tip and this. So anyways, he has been apprehended. He is 28 years old. I forgot. He looks like someone I know, but I can't place it. Stand by. His name is Brian Koberger. Okay. And what we know about this guy is he's 28. He was arrested in Pennsylvania early Friday and charged with the murder of the four University of Idaho students on November 13th. He had driven from his home in Pullman, Washington, just 9 miles from the scene of the gruesome murders, to the Keystone State with his dad for Christmas. So that's what we know right now. Now, they have not, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody listening or Blitz or Lemmy, I don't think they have found the murder weapon.
They have not found the murder weapon as of yesterday.
All right. So I think it says they don't know whether he was speeding or not, but I guess he was pulled over twice or if he was issued a ticket. So they haven't released that yet. But, you know, what is the motivation? Did he know these people? I imagine he did. So it should just be very interesting to see what kind of unfolds from here. Because I think people like the evil genius story. Like, that's a hot spin on the story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of why. Like, I guess it's... Like, is that more... That's like a more exciting story than, like, a dumb guy doing it, right? Is it because he was able to evade the authorities for so long?
But like,
what's the appeal of him being an evil genius?
I don't know. It just makes for a better story.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I mean, I think they're going to find, basically, when people look into it, like, he did this. They just so happened to not have a whole lot of clues.
Right.
You know, the clues they did have led him to this guy, and they caught him. Like, he didn't... It's more of a better story, I think, when it's, hey, this guy's killing people, and, like, every few weeks, somebody's dying, or, you know...
Right.
But he went in... Killed some people, and I'm not, like, downplaying it. Like, that's horrible. Like, and then left and got away with it for a month or two.
Right.
That's, I mean...
I agree, and I think I just, because I had to think about it for a second, I think I understand why it's a better story when it's an evil genius. Because it incites more panic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if it's, like, a dumb guy doing it, it's like, oh, the police were stupid, and they didn't pick up on it. And this guy isn't very capable. He was just kind of, like, a lucky shot that he was able to kill four people at once. But if he's an evil genius, that incites so much more panic because he's evil and he's capable. So that's like, oh, no, he's so smart. This could happen. You know, just because you're smart and you can weaponize your intelligence or your gifts, capabilities, cunningness, whatever, people find that would incite more panic. And then if you're more panicked, you're more interested in the story. So I guess that's the angle there. Let's take a call. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Mike from Houston. How y'all doing?
Mike from Houston. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, I have broken the Taylor Sheridan code.
What?
The Taylor Sheridan code.
Sheridan, the creator of Yellowstone, Tulsa King, 1923.
Yeah.
Okay.
All these TV shows have old shows in common. Yeah, if you ever watched the show Dallas back in the day, Yellowstone is a spinoff from Dallas.
Okay.
Tulsa King is a spinoff from The Sopranos. 1923 is a spinoff from the movie Out of Africa.
Okay.
So it's almost like when you sample a song, you change the lyrics.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Oh. Who shot JR's next?
JR's next.
Okay.
Cool.
Also, hey, and these NFL tragedies, if you look at them, in my opinion, if you've gone back to look in the 2022 deaths of NFL players last year,
yeah,
there's been six.
Of current players or like retired players?
Well, some are current.
Oh, okay.
But there's six of them that have died from cardiac arrest.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, the guy in the Jaguars died Sunday. No, yesterday. The guy had a cardiac arrest. He was 39.
Okay, so he wasn't a current player.
He retired. No, he's two years out of the league.
And I feel like all the current players that I've seen, and maybe this is college and I'm getting them confused, but it seemed like gunshots or they got into some sort of...
There's been some guys that
warring gangs or I don't know.
Kind of so I think there's some two or three of the college kids that have went on a jog and he had a cardiac arrest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about the guy did he die in Florida? He was like on the highway and he got out of the car, got hit. What was that story?
Was that Miami?
Yeah, it was Miami.
And who was he?
Dwayne Haskins.
Was he a professional player? Yeah, was he a quarterback
for the Steelers.
Holy shit. Okay. I didn't remember that detail.
Yeah, he was young too. He was 24.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But a semi took him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not his heart.
Right.
Yeah. In my opinion, I think it's the COVID vaccination.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your input. Have a great day. Mike from Houston. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, we're not saying we disagree. We're saying we can't talk about it.
hi, guys. It's White Ice Tea.
What up, White Ice Tea?
Happy New Year to all of you guys.
Yeah, you too, man.
You guys, have a good New Year coming up. But Lummy kind of stole my thunder. I was going to mention
that son of a bitch
Jaguars player that just dropped dead out of nowhere in the great state of Indiana on Friday. And it's a terrible thing. And I totally have an opinion on it, but I don't want nobody to get canceled, so I won't mention
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
But anyways, hey, you guys take care, and once again, have a great New Year, all you guys.
Were you out there on your jet skis at all this past Christmas?
No, dude, actually, I was in Savannah, Georgia for the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
Nice.
Back yesterday, and if you guys ever have a chance to go to Savannah, Georgia, it's one of the best places I've ever visited.
Never been.
Fantastic.
Never going.
Yeah, never been either.
It's only a 5.5-6 hour drive. I highly recommend it. And
yeah.
It's a fantastic place.
I hear it's haunted.
Go hang out at Forsyth Park.
I was in Forsyth Park. I was staying right across the street from it.
You were.
We rented a place called the Amethyst Inn, which is an old 1890s mansion where they converted 19 bedrooms into beautiful suites. You know, it was about $400 a night, but it was well worth it. Beautiful place.
Did you spend the night with in a haunted hotel? I know a lot of people go there. It's a very haunted city, I hear.
Yes, we went on a lot of ghost tours, and the place
that we stood at
actually the maid who was having an affair with the owner back in the 1910s actually hung herself in the basement.
Bet she did.
And that's the room we were trying to get, but somebody already had it, so all good.
Damn.
Yeah, pretty cool place. You guys check it out, man.
All right, I'll check it out.
Actually, they have the most romantic street on the city, and I suggest Anna and Blitz take a stroll down it.
What's it called? Abercorn or something?
I forgot what it's called, to be honest. I just got they just pointed it out to me on the tour. So me and my wife jumped off the trolley and walked down it.
Was it actually romantic?
It looked beautiful. I can't lie. It looked like a romantic street.
Did you guys hold hands and frolic around?
Man, if she didn't have two sides after four babies, she would have got number five right there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Jones Street, maybe?
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
About your guys' relationship. I know you guys have been together for a while now, and I think it's a fantastic thing.
Yeah.
You guys ever talk about getting married or anything like that? Like most couples do?
Never. We've never talked about it.
Never talked about it.
Oh, man, you guys don't love each other, man.
We'll be broken up in about a month.
Yeah.
What about any little blitzes? you ain't got to get married to do that.
Right. Yeah.
That is
apparently,
correct.
Apparently you don't need a legally binding document to fucking get pregnant.
Actually, I'm just going to tell you right now, you don't want to have kids right now, man. This world's so screwed up.
Well, do you see it getting any better?
No, we're going to wait a few weeks.
Yeah, I got four little boys, man. I'd be worried about them. But anyway, I'm going to let y'all go, and y'all have a great day.
All right, thanks, man.
Great, it's depressing. Now I got to think about Walker.
Way to time that one, Lummy, idiot.
Yeah, I should have talked to White Ice Tea first.
You should have.
Yeah, my bad.
Get all the parental advice.
Lummy, you've been to Savannah, right?
No, I have not.
I thought you had.
No, I want to go to Savannah. Heard it's really nice.
Yeah, me too. I was there, like 8 weeks ago?
Yeah.
For a bachelorette party. And it is a haunted-ass city. And I ended up having to, not a sexual thing, but I had to sleep in the bride's bed because I got freaked. Got scared.
Nice.
Yeah, I got scared because my room was upstairs and I got scared. So I had to come downstairs and go, I regret to inform you, I'm 35 years old, but I am afraid and I need to sleep in your bed because I'm scared.
Yeah, I've been there before. It's a cool town and it's a good driving distance. We're like, it's a cool little road trip, but it's not too long.
Yeah.
So
I hear Tybee Island is a little it's a little underwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. Everybody on the tubes and on Facebook, Lummy, thank you so much for everything. Blitz,
thank you
very much. And we'll keep you guys updated as best we can on all the situations.
We'll be live tomorrow morning.
We will. And have a great day, and we'll see you then.